The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's Randy Edsall. Maryland hosts Richmond at noon Eastern time on Saturday on ESPNU. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open up the call for questions.
Well, we're looking forward to Saturday and getting this 2015 season started, and came off the practice field here not too long ago, and you know, our guys are anxious and ready to go, and we're about as healthy as we can be, you know, going into this game.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll take questions.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Christopher Heidel with Her FM Radio.
Coach Edsall, talk about your relationship with the Richmond coach. I know you guys go back a long ways. You know, what's it like having him on the first game of the year?
Yeah, Danny and I had worked together at Boston College for 3 years. He was a defensive line coach, and I was a defensive back coach under Tom Coughlin. And I have a lot of respect for Danny. Danny is a really good football coach. He's also a great person. Got a great family. Somebody that's done very, very well. And again, we see each other, you know, at the convention and some other times. But he's done a really good job. He did a really good job at Liberty, and now he's doing a really good job at Richmond. And I know that his team will be, you know, well prepared, and they'll play extremely hard, and they'll be extremely well coached.
What's the three things that you like to see on Saturday for you guys to win? You know, the three things, the keys to the game for you guys.
Well, again, I want our guys to do their job well. I think if all our guys do their job well, we can win the turnover battle, and we don't shoot ourselves in the foot. You know, then that gives us a tremendous opportunity to be able to win. And that, you know, what you want to see is you want to see a crisp, clean game on in all three phases in your first game. And you know, our guys have worked very, very hard to get ready.
Well, good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Aaron McMahon with MLife.com.
Coach, what do you make of the splash Jim Harbaugh's kind of made since he's come into the league?
You know, again, Jim is a proven coach. He's got a good track record, and you just see that what he's done at other places. Other than that, I haven't really paid much attention to anything else, and you know, we'll worry about Michigan when we get to them.
Thanks.
Coach, you obviously had a number of players who appeared on some of those national preseason players to watch lists. Can you talk a little bit about a couple of them in particular, namely William Likely and Brad Craddock, and kind of for anybody who hasn't had a chance to see him play yet, kind of what they bring to your team?
Well, Brad Craddock, you know, won the Lou Groza Award last year as the nation's best kicker. And the thing that I like about Brad is that he hasn't rested on his accomplishments. You know, he's worked even harder to improve and get better since last year. And he's taken a tremendous leadership role here with our team, and just really proud of how he's progressed since he's been here, and then again how he's handled the accolades and the attention that he's received. He's still, you know, very humble and a very good kid. Will Likely is another young man who it doesn't surprise you that he plays as well as he does because of the time he spends to prepare and how hard he works at being good fundamentally. And, you know, he's a guy that's going to be do a great job for us, I know, in punt returns, kick returns, and also at corner. And, you know, he's intercepted balls and taken back for touchdown. You know, Will's one of those guys that's a playmaker. You know, he might not be the tallest guy, but I'll tell you, he's as harder working and has a bigger heart than most people. And, you know, you just love being around, you know, guys like him who go out there and work every day, doesn't say much, and really does a great job of leading by example.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, appreciate it.